What's up, everybody? This is Rise to the Mission podcast, where you're encouraged, motivated, and challenged in the Word of God, and also in life. This is a good podcast to listen to when you're waking up, when you're working out, or before you go to bed. Without further ado, hope y'all enjoy this podcast, and if you do, check out my mom's ministry page at amberbrownministries.com, and let's get straight into it.
Well, God bless you, everyone. Welcome to Rise to the Mission podcast. I'm your host, Amber Brown. I am really excited about this word today. It has been in my spirit, and I know that it's going to charge you and it's going to challenge you in the things of God. No matter what you have been going through, I know that right now and then in this moment, the Holy Spirit can come to right where you are, and He can fix anything that is broken in your life, anything that is broken within you, anything that needs to be fixed and straightened out. He is that one and only, the one that can come in and say, listen, I am always here for you. I've always been here for you. You're not in this alone. Nobody on earth can say that, but our God can say that. And so I'm so excited for you to be with me on today. You know, in Rise to the Mission Ministries, we learn, love, discover, magnify, and proclaim the goodness of the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ and the power that works in you. If you are a believer, if you name the name of Jesus Christ, there is power within you, woman of God. There is power within you, man of God. And it's time to rise up and use it. It's time to walk in your God-given authority. Amen? And so before we get started, I want to let you know, hey, we are having an online conference. It's a virtual conference because I did not want anyone to have an excuse not to be able to be with us and to make it and to tune into the word. My mission is to encourage you. It is to be a vessel to be used unto God, and it is to also allow other people to speak into your life. And that is what discipleship is all about. It's raising others up. It's not all about me. It's not all about the other person. It is about the people that are listening to the word. And so God just uses us as vessels. And so August 11th, 12th, and 13th, we are going to be pouring into the people that are listening. We are going to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. It is Holy Spirit produced. It is God-driven and Holy Spirit-produced, and it is the third annual Fuel Me for Destiny conference, and Rise to the Mission Ministries, I'm telling you, this is our third year, and it's getting better and better every year, and I am very excited about it. We have Prophetess Anisha Sharp. She is a relationship coach as well as a minister. She's going to be pouring into the people to get it started on the 11th at 7 p.m. on Facebook Live. So you can go ahead and find me on Facebook at Amber M. Brown or Evangelist Amber Brown. You can go follow us on that night. And then I'll be speaking on August 12th at 7 p.m. And then Prophetess D. Edwards, she's a powerful woman of God. Both of these women of God are anointed. And I'm just really thankful for their presence. I'm thankful for them praying. They are consecrating themselves. They're getting ready and prepared for what's coming. So we want to see you with us. It's all Facebook Live. You'll be able to get on and just follow what we're doing. Be there. Be in the place. Be in the room. Because guess what? You don't have to be in a building. A place is not just a building, but it's a spiritual place. It's a place where you're going to say, okay, I'm going to make time for this. I'm going to make time to receive because I either pour into so many people and I need to have someone pour into me, or you're at a place where, hey, I need breakthrough in my life. I need a word right now to be able to get me through what I'm going through because I don't think I can do this. And if you are there, you definitely need to be joining us, all right? And so again, it's August 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's the third annual Fuel Me for Destiny conference, and Rise to the Mission Ministries is hosting it, and we are excited about it. Amen. So let's get into the word, and I'm going to go ahead and start with prayer because prayer is so important, people of God. before you do anything, you must be able to pray to the Father, because you cannot do anything without the anointing, without the Holy Spirit, without the oil on your life. And you must pray before anything else, because if you don't have a prayer life, if you're not communicating with God, you don't have a relationship with God. So why are you trying to do things without His presence when there's no change without His presence? Amen. There's no revelation without His presence. There is no structure and order without the presence of God. And God is a God of order. He's a God of structure. He is a God of justice. He is a God of supernatural, right? And so man cannot do any of this. If anyone tells you it's because of their own hands, then that is a false prophet. I want you to understand that God is a God of miracles, signs, and wonders, and those follow the believer. So if you are a believer of God, God can use you to do so many things in this earth, but you cannot do it without the Spirit of God. The Bible says it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. He said that directly. Amen. And so I love His word, don't you? All right, so let's get into it, because I could talk to you all day. I'm just in that kind of mood, and all I can say is God is good, and I felt His presence all day. I heard a good word, I was poured into, and now I'm ready to pour into you. Amen. And so I thank God for that. So everybody, just close your eyes for a moment if you can. If you're driving, just focus with me and allow the Holy Spirit to come into where you are. But Holy Father, I just ask you, God, you're holy, you are worthy, I honor you, I give you praise, Father God. I just lift you up, God. I exalt your name. It's about you on today, Father God, pouring into your people. God, I pray for boldness for the people. I pray in the name of Jesus that they have good courage, Father. And I pray that you grant them all the boldness that they need to be able to speak forth your word, to be able to move forward in your word. May they proclaim boldly the mystery of the good news of the gospel and declare it boldly as they should, Father God. Lord, I thank you, God, that they're going to be good stewards over your word and that they're going to be obedient in this season, because this season is so important, Father. Lord, you have been telling them things that they need to do. You've been trying to give them revelation and give them wisdom and give them insight. But some people, Father God, have just kind of been sleeping, and they really need to wake up. If you are that person right now, I just want you to admit it to God, just acknowledging the fact, hey, I've slacked and I really need to get closer to Him. I really need to pray more. I really need to seek Him more. I really need to go into the secret place and just be with Him. It's not about all the things that you're doing, or else, I mean, if you just focus on all that you're doing and it's not about Him and you're not allowing Him to come and to help you with it, then all your work is done in vain. Because unless God builds the house, they that labor, they labor in vain. And people of God, the Holy Spirit is so tired of the people just using and using and using and using God. Like He is just this reward thing that, hey, I'll just use you when I need you, and then I'll put you up when I don't need you. And, you know, I'll just use you whenever I can get something out of you. No, if you have been that person that has just kind of made it more about yourself, hey, just repent. Just say, I'm sorry, God. You really just want to be closer to you, Lord. My life is getting messed up now, or my mind's not right. I know that there's something different that has happened in my life. I know that I've not been taking care of myself. I know that I've not been a good parent as I should be. I know that I haven't been doing as well on this job as I need to be, or I know that I haven't been as good of a friend because I've been occupied with other things. Lord, help bring myself, my focus back on you, so that if I seek the kingdom of God first and all your righteousness, then I know that all these other things will be taken care of. I will be taken care of. Come on, say it with me. Lord, I'm sorry Lord, forgive me for all that I have done, seen and unseen. Father, I ask in your name right now that I receive this word that is about to come forth. Father, my heart is open to receive. My ears are open to listen fully, not just hear, but listen in the spirit. Lord, and I just thank you, Father God, for touching them right now. I thank you that their lives are about to change because they are going to be obedient unto your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And so today I really want to talk about heavenly influence and divine generational instructions. You know, it is by the grace of God that we are here. And it is by grace through faith that we are saved for the purpose of being a spiritual appetite for survival and a dry, worn out, wounded, and dying generation. So a life worth living in the spirit truly doesn't begin until you are at the end of your comfort zone and have nowhere to go but to God. And it starts at salvation. Faith to conform to the image of Jesus by pursuing Jesus, now knowing that we are responsible in carrying out the plans of God on earth. Therefore, now as a believer, much has been given to you, and so much more is required of you. So where is the evidence of your faith? Where is the evidence of your faith? Is it in your life? Is it in other people? How many others have you talked to about Jesus Christ and led them to salvation? You see, we have not accepted the Holy Spirit in us to just say that we are saved, but to now give ourselves over as a living sacrifice. Amen. To the influence of Jesus Christ, to the will of God, and the instruction of the Holy Ghost. You see, there have been some questioning things in your life, but God is going to confirm and reveal what you need to know in your spirit, and He's going to awaken your soul. We are in a time when the lost not only need to be saved, but the body of Christ needs spiritual rehabilitation as like CPR for the natural. The souls of God's people need CPR spiritually. And this is a time of supernatural activation, a turning on and an operating in the glory of God to bring prophetic influence and generational instruction to earth from an open heaven. Yes, an open heaven. Just like whenever it rains, it's so powerful to be able to see the rain coming down. You know why? Because the heavens are open. Because anytime it is raining, that means that the heavens are open and touching the earth and everything that is on the ground, a seed that has been planted, it's going to be watered and it's going to be able to have the ability to grow. And that is exactly what I am talking to you about on today. Supernatural activation in the spirit, the seeds that you have sown are going to turn into a harvest. So for the believer that believes exactly what God says, do you believe exactly what God says? Miracles, signs, and wonders will follow them. So this is a time of supernatural activation. If you are a believer that believes exactly what God says, for the believer that speaks exactly what God says, and for the believer that is willing to walk with Jesus Christ, will be given influence and instruction. So Romans 8:18-19, it says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God." I'm telling you that God is just waiting for the manifestations of His word to come to pass in you. And you must be intentional with every decision in your life moving forward. You see, because there is a spiritual awakening taking place that requires you to have your ear ready to listen to the voice of God like never before. And your purpose and instructions for your generation are attached to the prophetic. week. And when you miss it, an entire generation will miss it. You see, God is saying, you show me a church, a people that will receive my word and run with it, and I'll show you a church that walks in everlasting favor, indescribable miracles, who lives in the abundance and the overflow of God. You see, we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, for it is in him that we live and move and have our being. And Isaiah spoke about the coming of Jesus Christ and even prophesied that in him the glory of God would be revealed for all humankind to see. And that talks about, and it's in Isaiah 40, the glory of his ministry far surpassed the glory of the Old Testament. In Ephesians 3:21, it says, God manifests his glory in visible form in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. We know that there is heavenly influence and divine generational instruction, because the Holy Spirit brings the presence of God to where you are. And when the Spirit becomes powerfully active in the church, that which is us, through God's supernatural manifestations, believers experience God's glory in our midst, which is to be passed down generation to generation, revelations of his word, but also experiencing the power of God for themselves. Amen. So it is our responsibility as believers to persevere in diligently seeking God's kingdom in all its manifestations, hungering and thirsting for God's presence and power to be revealed in us and through us. Can somebody say amen? The kingdom of God is taken by force from people who are committed to breaking away from the world and tradition and religion and going after Jesus Christ. You see, the kingdom of God is at hand and in need of believers who will rise up in this hour and allow their faith to take them to heavenly places for divine instruction. God doesn't want us to speak his word alone, but demonstrate its power. God has sent me here to charge you and to provoke you to good works, to activate you in heavenly places and to open you up to receive divine instruction for generational influence. In every generation, there is a revealing, there is a healing, and there is an activation. There's a quote by Miles Monroe, and he says, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day, but you teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. You see, this year is a turning point for you. There is a prophetic reconstruction taking place and an activation for generational influence. What you do moving forward matters. There is 3 points that God gave me to share with you on today, and that is the call, the mandate, and the mission. You see, God, he knows what to resolve in us in order to prepare us for the influence he has given to you while on this earth. And one who is righteous is a guide to his neighbor. Come on, somebody. That's Proverbs 12:26. But the way of the wicked leads others astray. And that's why we have the problems that we do. And that's not going to stop. I'm telling you, the things in this world are going to get worse. People are going to wax away. We know prophecy. We know revelation. Come on, somebody. But what I want us to focus on is one who is righteous is a guide to his neighbor. Do you want to be a righteous guide to your neighbor? You don't want to be on the front line of the wicked leading others astray. Come on. You want to see people prosper. You want to see people do better. You want to see things grow. You want to see our generation elevate. You want to see the next generation be able to come up and have good things to receive instead of leaving behind crumbs. We want to give them the whole piece of bread. Amen. Now, they can survive on some crumbs, baby. I'm telling you, we can always survive on some crumbs, but we want to leave them with a little more than crumbs. Come on now. So the call must become your motivating force. No matter what you have to do, you do it to the glory of God. See, God placed a call on Paul's life from the moment that he was converted. Even before that, but from the moment that he was converted, he changed. See, God pursued Jonah after running away until he finally chose to submit. Why? Because he had purpose for him. God had a purpose for Paul, even when he was Saul, and God had purpose for Jonah. And so we were designed before the foundation of the world. He had purpose for David. He had purpose for Jesus Christ. He had purpose for Hannah. He had purpose for Ruth. He had purpose, come on, for all the women in the Bible. He had purpose for Deborah. He had purpose for Martha. He had purpose for Mary. Come on now. He had purpose for Joseph. Every single person in the Bible he had purpose for. And you are a part of his word. That means you are a part of his purpose. So we were designed before the foundation of this world. And because of that, that is why you are a part of his word. If you're a believer, you're walking in God, and God is the word, and the word was with him. Amen. And so you are the word that is walking on this earth. So to glorify him as we bring forth the fruit that he desires. So sometimes it is as simple as a burden that's been placed on you, and you have no other choice than to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit to turn that burden into a burning passion. Sometimes, though, things will happen in your life that you don't understand until the day that your calling meets your purpose. And I'm telling you, the call requires faith. You see, in 1 Samuel 17, David, he was called by God to lead the Israelites. But before he could fight the giant, he first had to fight the lion and the bear. And you know, he first had to learn to serve before he could be an effective leader. And so David was in the will of God. And David was 14 years old. God is no respecter of person. God wants you trained and walking in faith as even as a teenager, which is why the older generation must come forth and help pour into our younger generation, because God has need of both, and give the instruction to the people. So the call on your life will come with many challenges, but each one will increase your faith so that every day you have the courage to face your enemy and be fully persuaded that nothing shall be impossible with God. And that was David's testimony. You see, because it's the challenges that we face as we serve that prepares us for the service that it takes of us to walk in and fully answer the call of God on our lives. I'm going to say that again. It's the challenges that we face as we serve that prepares us for the service that it takes of us to walk in later. So we are not to question God's will or wonder what others will think or say. We must move in faith and do what God tells us to do. Whether others follow us or not, that's not our concern. Okay, those that live for God and listen to his voice will always show up. There's always, God made us for a reason, and everybody he made us to be able to reach we're going to reach. So the things that you're doing in your life right now, everything that you're doing, if you're in the will of God, you're meant to be doing. If you're not in the will of God, you're going to soon realize, because you will feel it. If you're not where you need to be, there will be things that will happen in your life, and it'll be just a continued thing. And you'll get to a place and be like, you know what? I'm out of the will of God. I really need to pray more. I need to get closer to him, and I need to fast and really find out where he wants me to be and what he wants me to do. Because there's certain stages of your life. There's certain levels of your life. There's certain things, points that you're supposed to be at a certain time. And if you're not at them, then he's going to not force you, but he will do things and allow things to happen in your life to be able to get you to realize, hey, I need to do something else. So I thank God for that. Amen. Don't you thank God for that? Can you just say, thank you, God? Thank you, God, for just protection and covering, amen, and direction and guidance. And so the call comes with sanctification, consecration, and a dying to your flesh daily. So a fasting from what has kept you stagnant is really so you can see the glory of God and fulfill the call of God. And I'm not talking about a fasting that is just like a 21-day fast. I'm talking about a fast that you need to fast for the rest of your life. Anything that's keeping you stagnant and that is not a purpose to you, it's not purposeful, it's not productive, it's not benefiting you, you need to fast from it and continue to fast from it for the rest of your life. So there's a calling on your life, but you're still walking in fear. I just heard that right now. So some people, God is saying that there's a calling on your life, but you're still walking in fear. You're still walking in doubt. You're still walking in unbelief, and you're clothed with the opinions of other people. My God, but you are going to be different. Amen. So let's discuss the mandate. Joshua, right? Deuteronomy 31. So a mandate is an order or commission to do something. It's the authority to carry out a course of action. So God has given us an order to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation, to lead the lost to Jesus Christ. And only through the Son we get to the Father, right? So to teach others and to train them up in the ways of God, to use scripture and to rebuke and correct and equip us for every good work. So your influence depends on how you serve your leader. So with the mandate, there was given a mandate to Joshua, and a mandate goes with a mantle. So with the mandate, there has been given a mantle. So a mantle gives you the supernatural ability to complete your mission. So because the Bible said gifts and callings are without repentance, but see, a mantle only stays with the mission. So God never grants someone an assignment without giving him or her the ability to complete it. So Joshua got instructions from the Holy Spirit through Moses. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. So Joshua was coming on the scene. Joshua was younger than him in a time when the Israelites were struggling getting to the promised land. See, many died in the wilderness and 40 years just wandering and search for the promise because there were so many distractions. It was wasted time. All they had to do was heed to instruction, but they didn't. And because of that, because they didn't take instruction, because they didn't take good counsel, they wasted so much time. I want you to think about all the time that you have been wasting, and I want you to change that. Israelites grieved Moses' death for 30 days until the time of weeping and mourning were over. And I want to say that because there's a time when, listen, you must grieve. And grieving comes in different ways at different times. It could be years that go on that you still think of someone. I mean, I know that we lost Kylie's dad, my daughter's father, and it's been rough. There are days where I am fine, I'm happy, you know, I'm good, and all of a sudden something will come up and I'll just start crying because, you know, I'm grieving. And it's painful, it's hurtful, but the thing is that you're allowed to mourn and you're allowed to weep, but you have to be able to move forward while you do it. You see, these people were wandering and they weren't moving forward. They stayed in the same spot, you know, so many people that grieve will become depressed. They will isolate themselves, and you know, sometimes that's okay, but you can't stay there. So people who are hurting or going through something right now, maybe it's a breakup, a divorce, a friendship has ended, you know, you just lost your job, you know, whatever has happened, maybe you lost a pet or something, someone that was close to you, right? Just all a part of grieving and loss, but there's healing in the grieving. And so you must be able to grieve and allow that to happen, but also keep moving forward. Say, I'm going to keep moving forward. So many have fallen to the wayside, but I believe that there are some Joshuas, you know, still left that's going to follow the mandate and take the mantle and lead God's people to the promised land. Are you a Joshua? Joshua's victory in the valley, you know, when fighting the Amalekites was related to Moses' hands being lifted, right? You remember that in Exodus. So Joshua went to fight the Amalekites, but see, Moses, every time that his hands were lifted, he was winning. But every time his hands fell, then they were losing. So this just tells me, hey, who you serve and how you serve will be direct reflection of the influence that you have. And that is such a powerful thing. When I read that, that was just a revelation that God gave me. And I'm telling you what, it's been in my mind ever since. And I have to remember, hey, who I serve and how I serve them is going to be a direct reflection on the influence that I have later on. And that's powerful. You know, and the third thing is the mission. So let's talk about Matthew, you know, and Peter, 14. So he called 12 disciples. Jesus called 12 disciples and he gave them power and authority over all devils and to be able to cure diseases. So in your mission, people of God, with Jesus Christ, the activation comes in many forms. So this is the influence of Jesus Christ. So Jesus walks on water, right? He calls Peter to come. The disciples never experienced Jesus walking on water, so he was now activating faith within them to another degree. So this is showing them a different degree to their mission. You see, sometimes people get stuck on one thing, and so Jesus likes to kind of go out of the box and do things that nobody's ever done so that he can get your attention. And so the Holy Spirit is doing that in your life right now. There are people that are listening that are like, hey, this is my mission. But then the Holy Spirit comes in and says, hey, you know, this is really what you need to be doing. You know, you're watching what everybody else is doing. You're watching the missions of other people. But really, we all on a complete whole as a Christian, we have one mission, and that is to be disciples, and that is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and help bring other people to salvation. But you have a mission for anything that you do specifically for your purpose that God has put in his will for your life. And so you must remember that the Holy Spirit is going to make you do things that you're not comfortable with. He's going to show you things in different ways, right? And so the disciples were a little confused, though, because they had just experienced 2 fish and 5 loaves when they fed 5,000 plus, and Jesus blessed it, and he broke the bread, and they passed it out, and they fed all those people, plus women and children, and even left 12 basketfuls behind. You see, but now Jesus was showing them another valuable lesson. So when God shows up and does things in your life that look scary, you must take courage and not doubt. They put a demand on the supernatural because they just saw what Jesus did and what they were a part of in feeding the people. But now he was showing them, hey, you know, this may look different, but it's still going to bless you. So, hey, I may be walking on water right now, and you may not know who I am or believe that it's me because you've never seen me do this, but I'm still Jesus Christ. I'm still who I am, and I can still do what I can do. And nothing is going to ever change that. There's no circumstance in your life that I will not ever be a part of or be present with or anything like that. So take courage and put a demand on me, right? And so that's what Peter did. He's like, hey, if it's you, Lord, bid me to come. And so, hey, thank you, Peter, for doing that and showing the other people that, hey, we need to have faith, right? Walking in faith. And so sometimes you got to step out of the boat and be that person of faith that is going to lead the people. So as children of God, we must really be willing to be a Peter and step out of the boat. You see, the mission is to draw all men unto him, to lead others into his presence, and to encourage others to obey his command. So it should have been really the team walking on water, but sometimes you need that person. I really truly believe that if all of them stepped out with Peter, that Peter would not have gotten distracted by the storm, and everyone around him and everyone's faith together could have made it to Jesus Christ. But I loved the lesson in this. That's just my mind just thinking, hey, you know, a team would have been able to keep the distraction from Peter's mind and be able to keep him focused on the prize and the goal. And so that's why teamwork is so important. And teamwork always makes the dream work. Teamwork would have gotten everybody to Jesus Christ and not just watched a man start sinking, you know, and not do anything about it. They stayed in the boat and he started sinking and they just watched. But how about a people? How about a generation that are not going to sit down in the boat and watch, but they're going to get out and they're going to help as many people get to Jesus Christ as possible and say, hey, don't be distracted by the storm. We can do this. Jesus Christ is right there. He's got us, right? And so I don't need you sitting on the boat when it's time to step out in faith. And that's just me. So there is a promise always connected to obedience. And there is a promise always connected to your faith. Remember, there's always a call. There's always a mantle and a mandate. And there's always a mission. And really, in this time, God is speaking to his people, and those that have ears to hear, let them hear. And there's heavenly influence happening right now. There's been a shifting, there's been a transition, and there's divine and generational instructions that the Holy Spirit is giving out to those that are willing to listen. And if you listen, you are going to get creative ideas. You're going to get an entrepreneurship spirit that comes upon you. You're going to be able to succeed in business. You're going to be able to succeed in the marketplace. You're going to be able to succeed in the kingdom. I always thank God and I always pray for prosperity in the kingdom. That doesn't mean just wealth. I'm talking about we shall prosper as our soul prospers, right? So I want prosperity in the kingdom because I know that if I'm in the kingdom, I have everything that I need emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally. Everything that I need is in the kingdom, and everything that you need is in the kingdom. So focus on kingdom. Don't focus on what's going on in the world, but focus on kingdom. Amen. And I want you to be blessed, and I want you to be encouraged on today, and know that God is with you. Know that God is calling you forth to set your spirit on fire. Jesus rose so that you could too. And now it's time to rise to the mission.
Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast. If you like to read, go check out my mom's books on her website, Amazon, or Barnes & Noble. Remember, never give up. God's got you.